David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm so excited because we have Debbie Adams back. Debbie is one of our experts on our podcast team. She has her own podcast series, and if you go down to the link in the description later on, you'll see where she's located on our podcast. She's on The Advisor, and she also has her very own podcast, and she gives a lot of insightful information. Today, I'm very excited because she's going to tell us a little about herself, just so to give you a recap of who she is, and then she's going to go and talk a little about her books. And she is the author of 3 books, and she's working on the launch of her last book. And she is has a lot of, I guess, really good, insightful ideas and thoughts. And because her life actually inspired her to go down this road and become a best-selling author. And she's going to talk to you about how her life inspired her, how it gave her purpose, momentum and direction, and how she ended up today where she is because she followed her lifelong dream and followed what her inner self led her to go. So Debbie, why don't you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Well, thank you for having me on your show again. And my name is Debbie Adams, and I am I'm born and raised in Middle Tennessee. And I'm a country girl, and I grew up on a farm, and I loved all of my farm animals. And you know, I still, every time I see a horse, I still, you know, have to look, you know, and remember the times when I used to ride horses as a child. But that is where my story began, because my father was an avid book reader, and he used to take me to the library every Saturday. My mom would take me most of the time, but sometimes he would. And I would read, I think my reading stories back then was the Nancy Drew mysteries. Yeah. I mean, I just really got into those. And, you know, and even still now, I, you know, the shows that come on TV, I love a good mystery show. But I think that God was preparing my heart back then, because I would go up into the barn loft, you know, to be by myself and with all the farm animals, and just me and God. And I didn't realize it at the time, because I knew who God was, but I just had a head knowledge of him. I didn't have a heart knowledge of him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would read my books, and then I would write stories. You know, whatever story popped in my head, I would have my little pieces of paper. I mean, nothing big, and, you know, like, you know, stories nowadays.
Yeah.
And I would just write, you know, little small stories, you know, whatever, you know, popped in my head. And so, fast forward to nowadays, I guess about 4 years ago, God impressed on my heart that I needed to share my testimony. And he told me that I needed to put my testimony on Amazon, which I did. I put it in an ebook form, and that was my first ebook that I did by myself, and I put it on Amazon. And I don't know if anybody had looked at it, bought it or not, because, you know, I wasn't really, at that point, I wasn't really concerned, you know, about sales. But it's called Ring the Bell, and it talks about my feelings and stuff as I was going through my cancer. And so, you know, I thought, okay, you know, I've done what you wanted me to do, God. And it's like, I'm done. But, you know, God will say, no, you're not.
Right.
And so he told me, I think that was like 3 years ago. And then right after COVID, he told me that I needed to write a book, a real book, a paperback book.
Yeah.
And so, I have plenty of author friends and I buy their books. I read their books. And I've got one friend that lives in Massachusetts and, she writes little short devotional books and I've gotten every one of her books that she's written. And then when, I just kept pushing it off, it's like, no, I can't do that. And then, God kept coming back, it's like, you haven't done what I told you to do.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I said, I will write a book, but you have to show me how to do it because
right.
I have no way, no idea on how to even get started.
Yeah.
And so I saw through that if you ask God to reveal something to you or help you to do something, no doubt he's going to show up. He's going to put it right there in front of your face. And it's like, this is what you need to do, or this is the direction you need to go.
Yes.
And so I had met this lady on Facebook, and that was right when COVID and all that was going on.
Yeah.
And she was doing a political thing. And so, I got it. One of my friends, found her and said, oh, you need to listen to this lady on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so, I started listening to her, and then I found out she was also an author, but I didn't really connect it at that point that God had put us together. And so, she had a book club on one of her books. And so I went to it was an online book club. And so I did it I think she had it for like 2 weeks. And so at the end of her book club, she said that she's going to have a retreat for everybody that was in her book club to come to California.
Right.
And so, I'm like, oh, okay. That's nice. And so, I wasn't even considering going. And then she sent me a message and she said, I hope you'll consider coming to my retreat. And so, I was like, I'm being nice. And so I'm like, okay, I'll think about it. But in the back of my head, I was like, I ain't going to California by myself. But God was, I see now looking backwards, because how when things happen and you look in the rearview mirror and you see how God worked things out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, long story short, I did go to California. And
good for you.
Yeah. And that was my first airplane ride by myself.
Because
normally, I'm going with my husband, wherever we go on trip, I'm with my husband. So I have never had to tackle the airport by myself. That was interesting, but it went good. God gave me the peace, that I needed. And the ride was fine, and going through the San Diego airport, that was interesting. That was a whole lot different than the Nashville airport.
Right.
And a whole lot bigger, but I made it. And so she had the retreat for 3 days, and she taught on the basics of how to write a book.
Right.
And now looking back on that, I know that was all God, because how did she know to have her topic on writing a book, not knowing that God was talking to me, speaking to me, telling me I needed to write a book.
Right.
And so, that was a big challenge right there for me. I mean, not the challenge wasn't listening to God, because I was listening, but it's like, any parent, like you tell your child you need to do something, most of the time, if they don't want to do it, or if they, they'll give you back talk or whatever. But it wasn't that I didn't want to do it. It's I didn't know how to do it. That is, yeah. You know, and so when I went to the retreat, she said she gave a percentage, and I think I forget what the percentage was, but it was a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
That most people in their life, they want to write a book, but I think she said like 15% of them will actually write a book.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what started all of that. So I got all the information, came back home, and then I wrote my first book in 2 months. And during that time when I was writing, I was sick for like 2 weeks. And
right.
So I sort of got mad at myself for getting sick because, you know, I'm focusing on this book and, you know, and what I'm needing to write. But God was giving me all of the words to put in this book.
Right.
And so, you know, I got that and I self-published that and so I was like, okay, I'm done. And so God comes back again. He's like, no, you know, our Heavenly Father, you know, he has plans for our lives that we don't realize.
For sure.
And so he says, you need to write another book, more about your life experiences and about, you know, how I worked in everything through your life. And that's where the Divine Promises, the book that's behind me, that's how that one came to be. And because I have so many life experiences from battling cancer to almost going through a tornado and watching God just move the tornado from the top of my house down the road.
Wow.
And that still just gives me chills today when I think about it. And that was like probably 20 years ago now. And so, you know, he told me he wanted me to write a book and, you know, let everyone that reads the book see that whatever they're going through, just like the stuff that I went through,
right,
that he will be there.
Yes.
You know, as long as you call out to God. I mean, you don't even have to call out to God. I mean, you know, he'll be there.
Right.
But, you know, it's better if you do call out to God and, you know, and he is faithful. He's been faithful to me in my entire life and, you know, he'll be faithful to, you know, whoever. And so after that book was published, it went bestseller in a day and a half.
Wow.
And that just blew my mind away. And, but, you know, I gave God the praise because, you know, it's all about him. It's written all about, you know, him and what he does and what he did through my life. And so now I am working on a third book and hopefully it's going to be launched by the end of February. But
excellent. Very
good. Yeah, with the holidays, I kind of got, you know, distracted.
Yeah.
You know, you're busy around Christmas and New Year's. So,
yeah,
but it might not get launched till March, but I'm still striving for the end of February.
Right.
And so it's going to be called Straighten Your Crown, Navigating Life's Challenges with Grace.
And I like that.
Yes. And so it talks, I'm going to, in that one, it's not as much, I put a little bit of my life experiences in it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be as much of my life experiences. It's going to be more, you know, how we deal with life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm mainly talking about the heart because, you know, straighten your crown. It's not the crown on your head. It's the crown in your heart.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like when you go through situations, you know, how is your attitude toward this situation, or if it's in a relationship situation,
right,
you know, your attitude toward this person, are you showing kindness? Are you showing grace? You know, and I talk about how God shows us grace.
Yeah.
So that's a long, shortened version of, you know, how I started in my three books.
That's an amazing story. You know, sometimes I like you mentioned, I feel God has a journey for all of us, you know, even before we step foot on this earth, before our mothers, you know, give birth to us. I think there is a journey. There's a plan for us. And it's funny how things just fall into place sometimes. And even sometimes when we go through our hardships in life, it brings us to a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at things, a new journey, a new pathway. You know, I feel like, you know, the obstacles I went through in my life changed my life, but for the better. You know, those times, just like you went through with cancer, I'm sure it was such an emotional and physical struggle for you. But towards the end, I'm sure now you look at life differently. You appreciate things you probably didn't appreciate before. You probably see life in a whole different light. And you're probably more grateful for things that you probably weren't grateful for back then. Because I learned from myself, appreciation and gratitude was two things that came into my life that, you know, more powerful than ever. And especially positivity. I think, you know.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Positive. If you're not positive, you know, if you're positive, positive things will happen to you. And I think with every negative thing that happens in our life, you could always pull something positive out of that negative. So let's say you go through a hardship, and let's say you're cancer, you went through cancer, but it probably in the end, you probably became more resilient. You became, you know, and you probably looked at things differently, and you probably have more empathy for certain people that you probably didn't have empathy before. It probably, you know, it probably changed your whole life and changed the way you thought. But then in a sense, you're taking everything you learned and you're helping others. So, you know, that I think too could be like a purpose for you, you know, it seems like it might've been a purpose for you. Do you feel like something like that might've been the purpose for you?
Yes, I think so, because when I got the cancer, you know, I was going to church, you know, my faith in God was strong. And, you know, I was singing in the choir, doing, you know, whatever I could do at church. And so, you know, at that point, I didn't understand why I got the cancer. But, you know, I was okay with it because I thought, you know, why not? Right. You know, and because, you know, God doesn't give us anything that we can't handle.
Yes.
And I've always believed that. And so, and, you know, even when I was going through the cancer, you know, I would go to do my radiation treatments and I would have a smile on my face. And most people go, you know, in there, you know, they were just all, you know, Molly Grubbs, you're like, here we go again, you know. And, but, you know, like you said, going through something like that, it makes you look at life differently. And so now, every morning when I wake up, I thank God for another day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my cancer was, it was small compared to other members of my family that's had cancer. And two of them, actually, we've even lost to cancer. I mean, we didn't lose them. I know where they're at. They're in heaven. But, you know, they're not here.
Right. So sorry.
Yes. And so that's something that I started doing after I got the cancer, because I learned that you have to be thankful. And I'll talk a little bit, you know, about being thankful and stuff in my new book, but you have to be thankful for what God has given you. Not only the big stuff, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm thankful for my, you know, big boat that I get to take to the lake, you know, every weekend.
Right.
You know, but, you know, be thankful for the little things, you know, be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful God gives you another day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not promised tomorrow, so we don't know Yeah, we do not know when our time on this earth is going to end. Only God knows that.
Yes.
And so that, I think that's why I started being, well, the cancer started it because it gave me a new outlook. And then, you know, I realized, you know, that God still has me here for a purpose.
Exactly.
And I didn't know back then, that was 15 years ago, cancer free, 15 years, praise God. And, you know, I didn't know anything about it back then, but now I feel like, you know, God kept me on this earth because he has a purpose for me to do. And I feel like my purpose is writing these faith books and getting on podcasts, you know, like we're doing, and talking about him and spreading the word to people that might not believe God, might not even know anything about God,
right?
You know, and because without God, I don't see how people even survive on this earth with the way, you know, the economy and everything is going on now. Because, I mean, I would just be going out of my mind if I didn't have God, you know, to, you know, to talk to and for him to talk to me, you know, through his word. But yeah, that really changed me. I mean, it changed me back then. And then even the past few years, I feel like I have a message. And that's what God originally told me when he told me that I needed to put my testimony in an ebook on Amazon.
Right.
He originally told me that I have a testimony, I have a message for the world, and I need to, you know, be telling, you know, my testimony to others.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I went through all my obstacles in life. I felt like, you know, there was a purpose why I went through all this. And, you know, it was, you know, I learned how to help myself, and then I went out and I spread the word and showed others, you know, and, you know, it's stories like yours that inspire people to move forward in life. And like you mentioned, which is a good point, people go through in life, you know, lots of different things. And then a lot of times when someone goes through something tragic, what is the first thing they say? Please, God, help me, you know? And you know, they may not even be, you know, a faithful person, but when that tragedy comes, who do they look for? Who do they ask for? You know, and, you know, my grandfather used to say all roads lead to one God. You know, they might be a lot of different religions, but in the end, all roads lead to one God, because the purpose, you know, and of being a Christian and have and believe in God, and you know, is to live a good, healthy life, to be good to others, to care, to love, to be kind. And you know, it's kind of like a book of guidance. It's a book of how we should live life, how we should, and you know, and having that universe, that higher power, God, in our lives. And it gives us the strength and gives us the opportunity. And every time I've called out, like you said, he's answered, you know. So you know, and you have to think, our world is run by energy, and everything is so perfect on this earth. There's a reason for everything. Trees bring oxygen, you know, like everything we have on this earth, there's a purpose why we have everything. If the world is too beautiful and too perfect, and I don't even believe in the word perfect, but when you think about how the world is created and how every little thing is necessary, then you think, you know, there is a higher power. It has to be a God. There has to be, you know. And, you know, and I, you know, I think when people have faith, it brings, it gives you something to hold on to. It gives you strength. It gives you, you know, the faith, the courage, the wisdom, you know, and the hope to move forward in life, you know. And, you know, I believe, like you said, everything happens for a purpose. And, you know, what you went through, you now turn that around, you know, and instead of like falling into a pity party, you grew out of it, and you now you're helping others, you know, regain that faith and regain that strength in their life and be able to move forward in life, which is an amazing thing. And I think storytelling is the best thing, is when people have share their stories and they can share it on either verbally or in a book, you know, or even write in an article, it could have such an impact on a person's life, you know. And I'm sure you feel like that too, probably.
Yes. Yeah, because You know, when I was growing up, I was very shy. And I think that's why I loved reading a book, because you can get lost in a book and you can go, to all kinds of, countries and scenarios, whatever. You can get lost in a story in a book. And with me being an introvert when I was growing up, you wouldn't think that now, though. I loved reading the books, and that's why I think that's why I love writing. I mean, I still read books occasionally now, but I think that's why I love writing, because I want to write something to help someone. And like you said, my story, or your story, or whoever has a story, they can, like write it in a book or tell it to a person, and they don't know how that person might need that encouragement, might how that might inspire that person. And so, that's my purpose, right there in writing the books, is to help others and to guide them, help guide them to get them on their right path of life, whatever, path that might be.
And when you start to when you suddenly got the inner urge to share your story with the world, did you start writing like journaling first, or did you just start right away? You got in front of that computer and you just started content, really focusing on your inner thoughts and started to just type away.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
First, I started blogging, and I wrote little short blogs of, God would give me something every day, and I would blog, I would do a blog, and I would post the link on my Facebook, and the on my website, when you can, I've got a banner across the top that when you connect with me, I'm going to send you a small gift. And that's the gift that I send people, is one of those blogs that I wrote. And I think I've got maybe 15 of them, 15 to 20 of them. And I need to actually start back doing some of that too. And they're little short things, I think one of them was, like the number 12. Why did God use the number 12? Like the 12 apostles, and I just go through the number 12 and relate it to Bible verses, and I forget exactly what the number, I think the number 12 meant perfection. I think that's what it means. And if I think so, it's been a while since I've written that one, but and so just little short blogs like that, and like if something is happening during the day and God spoke to me, like on one of my blogs, God was speaking to me on a song on the radio as I was going to church, and so I talked about that song. And so that's how I started. And because I posted an ebook first, and then I started doing the blogs, and then that's when, after I started did some of them, that's when God said, you need to take another step, and go actually write a book. And so it's a process. I feel like God takes our lives through a process. He takes us through things, and because I, you've heard, I've been through a lot of life experiences.
Yeah.
And I believe that he takes us through things that will grow us
yeah.
as a person and mature us
yeah.
into where maybe down the road you might have to go through something else,
right?
But you're able to handle it at that point where maybe a year or so earlier you might not have been able to handle it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's so true. It's so true. And did you find that you kind of were getting like a lot of inner thoughts, and you know, it was like someone was speaking to you, and then you kind of just went with it?
Yes. And I mean, when I was doing the blogs, I mean, he spoke to me a lot. I mean, it's just like no matter what I was doing, and even when I was writing my, I think it was my second book, either my first or my second book, I would be at work. I'd be, you know, concentrating on work. And then he would put a thought in my brain. And, you know, it's like, this needs to be in your book.
Yeah.
And then I would kind of stop, like, where'd that thought come from? But, you know, I knew where it came from. But
yeah.
And so anytime that I have thoughts like that and I'm busy doing something, I will write it down on my note app on my phone.
Right.
And so then when I'm actually, you know, writing on my book, I'll go back and read it. And it's like, oh, you know, where can I, you know, put this in the book? And then it's like, oh, okay, this is where it needs to go.
Right.
So.
Right. And they say that as a writer, you should always keep like a little notebook either beside your bed or like a little pad maybe in your pocketbook, because it you know, people who tend to write and connect, you know, the thoughts come, and they say always write it down, because a lot of times people will forget if they don't write it down.
Yeah. I've got so many notes on that note app, and I'll go back and, you know, read over what I, you know, wrote on there, you know, a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is a good idea. And, you know, because if I don't write it down, if God gives me something, I don't write it down.
Right.
I will forget it, because, you know, you get distracted by this world, you know, phone calls, you know, whatever. And because a lot of time, you know, if I don't write it down, and then I start writing on my book, and I was like, what was that thought that I had? It needs to go in here somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to, you know, pray. And it's like, okay, dear Lord, give me that idea again. And, you know, of course, you know, he will give it to me again.
Right.
But it's better if, you know, you can write it down.
Did you ever try meditation to help you relax and maybe gain some new thoughts? Or did you ever just, or you just basically went right through prayer and just, you know, listening to what your inner self was telling you? Because some people do different things to really start, you know, and some people even put music on, and they'll put certain types of music on, and all of a sudden it will relax them or make them think differently. And all of a sudden the thoughts will start to flow within them.
I have to be in a quiet room. Like my husband, you know, he's always got to be watching TV. and so normally, you know, he's in the back of the room, and I'm in either in my office, because I work at home now, so, you know, I have an office. And so it's either in my office, or I will be in the living room in the recliner. And, you know, it has to be quiet. And another place that I can get good inspiration, which I started my third book when our church went on a retreat to Gatlinburg.
Oh.
And yeah. And so the place that we stayed at, it had a long front porch, and there was a time when I think a lot of the people were playing games or doing something. So I just took my laptop and went out and sat on, you know, the little long porch with the chairs and looked at the mountains. And I didn't, you know, say a word. I was just looking, just, you know, amazement as, you know, how God had created the mountains. And I had my laptop open, and then God just started giving me stuff. And so I just started typing. I didn't know what I was typing. I just started typing as God gave it to me.
Right.
And then when I came home, and then I read over what I had typed, and, you know, you're just amazed at, you know, what God will give you. And the words that comes out of you from God. And
right.
So, you know, when I came home, you know, and I was just like, oh my word. It's like, oh, that's good. God gave me that, you know, that's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I get most of my meditation is, you know, just being quiet. Like, you know, the Bible says, you know, be still, hear my still small voice, something like that. I forget exactly how it goes. And but yeah, something like that. And one of the, I was going to say too, on meditation, one of my friends that I did a podcast with before Christmas, she has her own show, and she does a 7-second meditation before she'll start the show, and then she'll do the meditation before she'll even talk to the guest.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's like, she'll close her eyes and then, you know, just meditate in for 7 seconds. And then the whole time she is saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, when I was on there and she was doing that, and I thought, now that's good. Because, you know, we should, like we were talking about before, we should always be thankful, you know, to God for how he's blessed us, you know, what he has given us. Cause you know, we don't deserve a lot of what, you know, God puts in our lives.
Yeah. And I think people don't realize that. I think people, you know, we're given so much, especially in the United States, that we sometimes tend to lose gratitude, you know, and just like you were mentioning earlier, sometimes it's not that materialistic thing. Sometimes the littlest things in life, you don't realize how valuable they were until they're taken away from you. And then when they're taken away, then you realize, oh my gosh, you know, that was such a little thing, but it, now that I don't have it, it meant so much, you know? And that's why I say it's every day we should give gratitude, you know, and be grateful for something. And I have like a journal, I have like a positivity and gratitude journal. And every day I give gratitude to something, you know, what I'm gracious for, you know, what I have gratitude in my life for. Cause sometimes even the people we love around us, we tend to take for gratitude, you know, we should, you know, we don't realize how lucky we are, you know, and we shouldn't, and that's why we should be gracious that we have them in our lives. But yeah, I like the 7-second meditation before she does her show. I think, you know, people don't realize you don't have to be in a long meditation to relax yourself. You could be sitting in your chair, and there, just a couple of seconds. I taught in a class, and I was showing people how you could just press your nose on one side, take a slow, deep breath in, breathe it out, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and then do it on the other side. Do that like 3 times. And then you slowly open your eyes and take one deep breath and let it out. And you'll see that a huge change in your level of calmness, you know, just from that little exercise. And
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
When you are calm and relaxed, I think that's when you get all the thoughts coming through your head, is when you clear your mind, then the new thoughts shall come in, I think.
Yeah. I mean, with all of the distractions in this world, I mean, you know, we have the cell phone, we have social media, you know, there's texts going off, phone calls going, you know, emails, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, my husband isn't, you know, what, I don't know what the word
tech
is.
Tech savvy.
Yeah, that's the word. And, you know, because he's a whole lot older than me. So he came from the old school.
Yeah.
And when my phone goes off, you know, all the time, you know, it's like a text, an email sound or a notification from Facebook, you know, and he's like, who's calling you? It's like, nobody is calling me. You know, you know, it's a phone notification. Mm. And it took, I said, we've been married 11 years. And I think he has had a flip phone until about, I think, 2 years ago. And he went from a flip phone to an iPhone, but he has mastered it really well.
Wow.
But and he even got on TikTok. I don't know how he signed up for TikTok by himself, but he figured it out. Yes. I'm on TikTok, but I don't even do nothing with TikTok. And you know, and I hear him, you know, watching videos on TikTok all the time, and I'm just like, oh my word.
That's funny.
But yes, we do. We have all of, you know, all of those distractions, and if we can just, you know, be still and take a deep breath, like we're talking about, just to bring a calmness in our body. And, you know, that's the only way that you can really, or for me, the only way that I can really hear God speaking to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he does speak to me, you know, in other situations, you know, like, right. You know, when my aunt died, you know, that it's almost been a year. And I talk about that in my book. And, you know, it's like in the stuff like that, you know, you're not really quiet in trying to hear God speak, but you do hear him. And you, in my situation for that, I felt him surrounding me.
Yeah.
You know, like I call it a spiritual hug, because right. I could actually feel his presence.
Yes.
Because he knows when you are, you know, like mourning, or you're, you know, sad because he has taken someone that you love, you know, to heaven.
Right.
And, you know, but when you're really seeking to get an answer from him, that's when you need to have the peace and the quiet.
Yes.
And he will, you know, you will literally hear him.
Yeah,
tell you what you need to do, or in my case, you know, what words I need to write.
Right, that's excellent advice, I think, because I think a lot of people, you know, they want to connect and they want to be able to write, you know, what they feel, and I think it's really important for people just to know how to connect with themselves and just let it, you know, let it out, and you know, because everybody's capable of writing a book, you know, and. Mm-hmm. And nowadays you could even do it on audio, you know, if you really mm-hmm. wanted to, you know.
Yeah. And I've got my current book. It's on audio now too.
Oh, great. Great.
The last time that we talked, I don't think I had it on audio, but it is out there now.
Excellent. Congratulations. My last two books I put on audio, and that's where today's, you know, people are going more towards audio, you know, like mm-hmm. we have, you know, a new generation that their retention rate is, you know, like, you know, not as many people like to read as they used to, or their retention mm-hmm. rate, or people who are constantly on the go and they just want to listen to it. But, you know, audio is very popular nowadays, and, but people still like to read, because, you know, my books still sell. So, you know, mm-hmm. we got avid readers, you know,
yes.
society. So if you had to like take away from our conversation today and you had to give some suggestions about storytelling and putting together, following your heart and using your experience to do something good with it, everything that we talked about, do you have some like takeaways, some inspirational things you could tell people who may, either want to write something or even they just want to follow their calling? Because, it's all about following your calling, what your purpose is in life and getting in touch with that purpose and then just following it and be courageous enough to actually do it.
Everybody has a dream. And I just happened to say that on Martin Luther King Day. I have a dream. But everybody does have a dream. And whatever is your heart's desire, whatever you love, whatever you're longing to do, whether it's write a book, maybe somebody wants to open their own business doing, engraving or whatever, just seek out God's wisdom first off and, just ask him for guidance. And he will open doors, and I found that, he will open doors that nobody else, no human can open.
Yeah.
And everybody has a story. It doesn't have to be, that you had cancer, that you had a death in the family, but everybody has some kind of story. And if they're wanting to be, learn how to write a book, just start with like I did, just start writing blogs.
Right.
That will help you to get your mindset where it needs to be to put your story out there.
Right.
And, some people might say, oh, I don't have a story. I live a boring life. But everybody has a story. And whether it's you went to the shelter and found two lonely dogs and took them home and gave them a brand new home and they feel like they're in dog heaven now, use that story.
Yeah.
Just find whatever your story is and whatever you are dreaming of becoming or doing, just go for it.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think that those are great, words of wisdom, advice, because I think everyone has a dream and you just have to connect with your faith and you have to connect with your inner self and follow it. And, I think everything you said today was amazing and very powerful too. Really powerful. Now, if people wanted to go to your website and they wanted to learn more about your books, where can they go?
My website is debbieadamsbooks.biz, B-I-Z. And it has a link on there for both of my books. And then when my third book comes out, it will also be on there. And you can click the link and it will take you directly to Amazon to purchase the book. And right now on Amazon, my first one is, I think it was $6.99. And then my Divine Promises, my second book, they've got it for, I think, $11.99. But it's on sale for right now.
Oh, that's
and cool. Anybody that doesn't like Amazon, it's my second book is on every online bookstore and even in Canada at Chapters.
Excellent. Excellent. My God, this has been great. Thank you so much for coming back. And, I'm really looking forward to, building, your podcast series. Just for everyone knows, Debbie has her own podcast with us, and she has a bunch of different topics that she's going to be tackling in the next, couple of months. And she's really excited, and I'm very excited too, because she's gone through a lot in life. She's learned a lot, and she has a lot to share. So, listen, and keep track of when Debbie's next podcast is going to be coming out, because it's going to be soon. So keep your eye on it. And if you have any questions, leave a comment in the comment box, and Debbie will answer any comments that you have to share. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on. This has been amazing. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, same here.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.